Okay, welcome back. Our moderator for the Texas Supreme Court panel is Heidi Block, a partner at Greenberg Traurig here in Austin. Heidi is a WT grad and is also double board certified in civil appellate and civil trial law. She is a former chair of the State Bar Appellate Section and of the Appellate Specialization Exam Committee. And I will turn it over to Heidi to introduce our panelists.
Thank you, Alana. I am delighted, first of all, to be able to ask the justices questions, because it's usually the other way around, but I'm also very delighted to be able to introduce our distinguished panel today. I'll start with, right next to me, Justice Jane Bland. She has achieved the judicial trifecta, serving as trial judge first, and then on the Court of Appeals, and now on, she's been on the Texas Supreme Court since 2019. And on the court, she serves as the court's liaison to the Texas Supreme Court Historical Society, and she also chairs the Judicial Commission on Mental Health. She's also a WT grad, both times at the top of her class, also double board certified in both civil trial and civil appellate law. She clerked for Judge G at the Fifth Circuit, and in 2010, this really sticks out on her resume to me, she received the William H. Rehnquist Award for her judicial service. And then in the middle, we have Justice Rebecca Huddle. She has served on the Texas Supreme Court since 2020. And prior to that, she was on the first Court of Appeals in Houston. And I think both before and after that, she was a partner in charge at the Baker Botts Houston office. Justice Huddle got her undergraduate degree from Stanford and law degree at UT, where she graduated with honors. And she has received numerous accolades and awards for both her judicial and her community service, where she's very active. And Justice Young, another Baker Botts product, and at that firm, he chaired the U.S. Supreme Court and Constitutional Law Practice Group. He got his undergraduate degrees, that's plural, from Duke and from Oxford University, and his law degree from Yale. And he has been to the big show. He's argued in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. He also had the honor of clerking for Justice Antonin Scalia and also serving as counsel to the Attorney General at the U.S. Department of Justice. And I want to give a hand to all of them. Thank you for being here, especially during June, which is probably your busiest month. So thank you. All right, let's just jump in. First of all, what's new? Other than a few rule changes, one of which we'll talk about in a minute. Justice Bland, I'll start with you. What's new at the court that we may not know about? Internal procedures, new coffee machine, new allegiances. What's new?
Nothing new that's as exciting as those things, including if we had a better coffee machine, wouldn't that be fun? But this has really been internally kind of a year that without a lot of change, but externally have, if you called it anything, it would be the year of the project, because there were about 15 different legislative enactments that required work from the court or various court groups and organizations that help us, including the business court. We're charged with developing rules for that, and we got a preliminary order out for business court rules and for the transfers to the 15th Court of Appeals. That order hasn't been finalized yet. The bar sent us some work because there was a disciplinary rule referendum, which I don't know if you talked about that in your Ethics Jeopardy, but the court heard held public deliberations on that a couple of weeks ago, and we have a 120-day sort of operation of law trigger to vote on those rules and then also do some work on the instructive comments that accompany those. So that's a project. And then we amended the briefing rules so that we incorporated what had developed as a common practice and very good idea among probably lots of people in this room, which was a section in the petition for review that is entitled Reasons to Grant Review.